Well, good morning. Wednesday, October the 3rd. Been a long time since I've been on here, but quite frankly, there's just not been anything to really talk about. Football season ended in the rain 3 weeks ago. Rain. It was more like a damn hurricane. The remnants of Florida came through on the day that the semifinal game was held. Cutters got their ass beat 12-8 on a different note from that, the team that beat us, the Allen County Lions, went on to win the league championship. So, you know, we lost the game, but we lost to the league champions for 2018. All-Star game coming up this weekend at Martinsville High School. Kickoff at 7 p.m. Battleground Football League will be hosting the Blue Collar Football League from Ohio. And we know everybody in Indiana, you know, when it comes to playing any damn team from Ohio, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, tiddlywinks, or, you know, whatever, we want to win. We want to win. You know, it's... Ohio has this thing. Indiana's got this thing for Ohio. Yeah, Ohio has this thing for Indiana. I mean, you drive to Ohio going to Kings Island, Cincinnati Zoo, whatever. Just as soon as you cross that damn Ohio line, you're going to see one of them ugly-ass state troopers sitting there with a radar gun waiting on your ass. That's their. That's how they welcome Hoosiers to the state of Ohio. But anyway... That's enough on football. The only other thing that's in the news these days is this. Oh, shit. The Supreme Court fiasco. The Kavanaugh nomination. The Democrats I don't understand their thinking. You know, they can't, they're not in power, and they don't like the president that was duly elected. You know, hey, what, like him or not, the guy's the president of the United States. And, you know, he nominated a man with impeccable credentials. Not, I mean, the FBI has investigated this son of a bitch 6 times previously. Six. For various appointments. I mean, he's worked for 2 presidents. And then all of a sudden, some woman comes up and says that, you know, 36 years ago, he inappropriately touched her. Give me a break. I mean, I don't believe her. I don't believe not one damn word. That the woman is spewing from her vile mouth. I mean, she has 2 or 3 GoFundMe accounts that's over $1 million right now. Where in the hell do people think she's doing this shit? She's a goddamn gold digger. That's what she is, plain and simple. She's lie after lie. Everyone who she said was there that witnessed this, they've all said, now, hell no, what didn't happen? We wasn't there. There wasn't no party. She's got a fear of flying. She stated she has a fear of flying. She's, you know, you better check your records, bitch. I mean, you've flown all over the world. Give me a break. I'm trying, really trying not to get wound up about this. I really am. But I don't want to, you know, it's so stupid. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, screw her. She's about a lying ass bitch too. Let's just go right down through it. I mean, you know, you get your Joe Donnelly running for senator from the state of Indiana before the FBI investigations even. I mean, the very next damn day, this lapdog for Schumer and Feinstein, you know, he's, oh, I'm going to vote no on Kavanaugh. My vote is no. How in the hell can you make a damn statement like that, Joe, when the FBI hasn't even done their investigation? All this shit is a stall tactic by the Democrats. They've ruined this man. They've ruined this man's life. He has a wife and two daughters. He had a perfect record. And the only thing that's really come out of the investigation so far, the seventh and extra investigation that Schumer and everybody wanted, was Kavanaugh threw some ice in a bar fight 30 some odd years ago. Holy shit. I'm waiting on them to come and arrest me any moment. I mean, hell, I threw a whole damn beer in a guy's face one time in a bar. Yep. I hit a bouncer once too. About got my ass whipped, but you know, it is what it is. You know, good Lord. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. And it's all because of, you know, the Democrats digging and digging and digging and digging. You know, the latest, I heard Kavanaugh farted in an elevator in the Justice Building. And it smelled kind of bad. And so, you know, it offended some people. Jeez, what a country this is becoming. We don't like Trump, so let's just smear everybody. Well, hopefully this whole thing gets settled down and we can go back to at least having some civility and not worry about what somebody did 40, 50, 60 years ago. It's weird. Stop and think. If Americans would stop and think about it, everything negative that's come up in the past year and a half has come from people like Pelosi, Schumer, Pocahontas Warren. Yeah, I'm going to call her Pocahontas because she's a lying bitch. She's about as much Indian as I am Irish. I mean, good God. You know, get a life, lady. And America, go to the polls and vote these rat bastards out. They're terrorizing America with all these lies. So anyway, that's about it for today. I'm going to start being back on again. I got a lot of people that are sending, you know, emails and stuff. And hey, where you been? Well, shit, I've been around. I just been busy. But I'm gonna take time now to do this. I've got a YouTube channel that's getting ready to go get started. You'll be able to put an ugly ass face with some of these ugly ass comments. How's that? But you know what? I am who I am. I say what I think, and I could give two hoots in hell if some rat bastard disagrees with me. So step it on up, bring it on out. Let's get with it. All right, talk to y'all later. Enjoy this summer type weather here in the first weeks of October. Y'all take care. Talk to you soon.